This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Foster Report on Joy Drive with Dean Warren.
Richard Foster, welcome to Joy Drive.
Nicely done. Good to be with you.
Lovely to have you.
What's happening? Budget this week? Last week?
Yes. This week. The Victorian state budget is standby, 24 hours away or a little less now, when Tim Pallas will be on his feet delivering what will actually be the largest spending budget in the state's history. Some $5 billion from the state going onto airport rail. There'll be another $5 billion coming from the Commonwealth for that. $5.5 billion on public and social housing. $1 billion for mental health. $400 million for tourism. And some smaller spends here too that are sort of small and sweet. 5 days of sick leave for casual workers, racking up a bill of $5 million over a two-year trial. So, look, a bit of a mix in there and arguably something for everyone.
Good to see some infrastructure projects out there, but I don't know how long you've lived in Melbourne town, Richard Foster, but I've lived here for quite some time. And the hoary old chestnut, which is the rail to the airport, pops up approximately once an election cycle. What's the deal? Is this one actually going to get built?
It's been popping up since 1968 when the damn airport opened.
I've been popping up for the exact same amount of time.
This is going to start construction, I understand, which is really good.
I think we've thought that before.
Yes.
I mean, if any government can, I'm sure Dan's can. They're pretty up for infrastructure spend. So let's fingers crossed. It's a great idea. Every time I travel internationally, I think, why don't we have a train to the airport like everybody else?
You know, for a long time, the numbers just weren't there to support it. You know, passenger numbers just weren't there. You'd argue they are now. Hmm. And I think if it was ever going to happen, you're quite right, Dee, it'll be now that it does. You've got a joint commitment with the Commonwealth that does kind of drive this along, right? And it's also the first time that it's been fully funded. You know, we've had business cases done before, some studies done before. The project itself, though, has never actually been fully funded and locked into a budget as it has been now.
Richard, you know what I really love is the fact that if we go back to Jeff Kennett and he sold off everything in order to pay off debt, and now debt's okay, and it's almost like I feel is it neoliberalism where you privatise everything? Do you reckon that's gone out of Victoria and we're finally going to see some sense?
Well, you've got good debt and you've got bad debt. You know, a borrowing for projects, which much of this budget actually does, is a good thing if the projects are good. And the projects that are out there at the moment being infrastructure-based projects, as you point out, Warren, I agree with you, they're sorely needed in Victoria. Victoria's been a state of neglect, really, when it's come to infrastructure for an extended period of time. And a lot of this is really just some very expensive catch-up. But if you're going to borrow, now's the time to do it. The world's cash market is awash with trillions of dollars of uninvested capital looking for a temporary home.
Money for free.
Understandably, the market's pretty risk averse, but not so much when it comes to government lending, because most governments are generally more secure and the interest rates are the lowest you're ever going to see them. So now would be the time to go doing it.
My last cynical point on the rail link, because it obsesses me, is that we owe it all to Uber because they broke the back of the taxi industry, which had a monopoly on the taxis and the parking out at the airport, didn't want the rail. That's it. I'll just leave that with you.
you could just turf that grenade and bolt
it
the
other direction.
Look, I love the fact that we are getting an airport rail. I think it's long overdue. I think it is an embarrassment that we don't have one. Mm. And it does indicate that we're a world city with a world economy. And whether we need it or not, well, I think we do need it. But it gives that perception, doesn't it? You turn up at an international city, where's the train?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think in the last few years we've solved a few other problems with rail too, haven't we? With the building of the Metro Tunnel, now the Suburban Loop getting underway. I mean, the timing's pretty good. If you want to incorporate airport rail into your transport system, very good timing.
Yeah, indeed. And everyone's practiced at building tunnels and stuff. Hey, if the terrible findings, well, we haven't even had findings, just the calling for an inquiry into the Afghanistan-Australian military situation. You got any news on that?
It's been called uncomfortable and disturbing, and that's because it is. Yeah. Well, there are findings. Actually, the inquiry's issued findings, yes. But there's more to come, as you're intimating there, Dee. The allegations centering around the alleged murder of 39 Afghan citizens have seen the recommendation of a criminal investigation of 19 Australian SAS soldiers. I just wanted to make one point on this, though, that we're not hearing a lot about. It's worth remembering the work that went into bringing these shocking allegations to light came from the journalists that started investigating this years ago. A word of misconduct by the Australian military in Afghanistan dates back to the early 2000s. And before then, there were rumours circulating about misconduct in East Timor. But since then, journalists have been working away on this and they've been paying for what they've found. Let's not forget, in 2017, ABC journalists were threatened with criminal charges for more than a year over their reporting of these stories.
And that was the AFP, wasn't it?
Was that the raiding?
That's right. And then they got raided by the AFP, the ABC's Sydney headquarters, raided by the AFP in Sydney. The whistleblower and former military lawyer Daniel McBride is still facing charges over leaking material to journalists. Just think about this for a minute. It's now the AFP that's set to investigate the 19 soldiers identified by the Brereton inquiry.
So on one hand, we show disgust and shock at what went on, but on the other side, we're trying to hide or get rid of the process that brought this to our attention in the first place.
I don't know if it's we, Warren.
Like as a country.
Yeah. Well, that's fair to say. Although that point in and of itself is worth slicing up a little because, I think the public does generally want to know about this sort of thing. It's not the sort of thing we want swept under the carpet. We hold our military rightly in high esteem and we do want to know when things slip up. We do want to know when things go wrong and we want those mistakes to be corrected. When we see these things swept under the carpet, it doesn't inspire us with confidence about the systems we really want to trust in. And that's why it's so important that these stories come out. And it's important that people that allegedly transgress in this way get dealt with as well.
I'd venture that this kind of stuff's been happening for all of time. As long as there have been wars, there's been war crimes. And I just think, it's come to us and we're mortified by it. And I think that it's going to be a hard sell for the Australian military.
And we need our ABC.
And we need independent journalism such as Richard Foster.
Well, it's still a hard. Well, I'm not a journalist, but it's still a hard road ahead. With the criminal investigation, you can just imagine that gathering evidence in proceedings like this is going to be a challenge, to say the least. Identifying witnesses and then getting reliable testimony is going to be extraordinarily hard. Can you imagine what it might be like trying to get anyone almost literally inside the tent to talk about someone else who's literally inside the tent?
Oh, there's so many codes also. Difficult to like. Do. Hard to give evidence under oath when you're bound by an honour code beyond that. I think there's a movie about this starring. Can't handle the truth. Richard Foster, we will see him again very, very shortly.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.